Now in verse 35, he does a most unusual thing, and yet he did this on several occasions. He said unto them, I'm reading now verse 35, he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. And may I say that was marvelous, the way that they were provided for during that particular period when he sent them to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now they're going to be sent out on a new mission, and they'll have actually a new message, and they will also have a new audience, because now they'll not be confined to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but to the world. And the world, friends, is a pretty bad place. It's not a pretty place, except the physical beauty. Man, only man is vile. And now will you notice, verse 36, then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. You better pack your suitcase and get your traveler's checks if you're going out for the Lord today. Make preparation. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. You better protect yourself. There is this debate that we've had now for years on the gun law, whether a person, a law-abiding citizen, should have a gun in his home. Now, I want to tell you what I think. I think you should have a gun in your home. We're living in difficult days. Judges have let mad dogs loose from our prisons today. And my friend, if a mad dog comes into my yard and my little grandson is out in that yard playing, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my gun, and I'm going to shoot that mad dog dead, whether it's a four-legged mad dog or a two-legged mad dog. And I don't care what these soft-headed and soft-hearted judges and folk today think. I intend to protect my own. My Lord said that's always a good idea. If you don't have a sword, you better get one. And we're living in days like that. We need to recognize that. If it was the millennium, we could take the locks off our door, because we're told to resist not evil during that period. But you better resist it today, my friend, or you will end up in the hospital and may have some of your loved ones slain. Now, somebody says, are you talking like a Christian preacher? I sure am, and I wish more of them would talk like that today. Now, will you notice? But I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. In other words, they'll put him to death, and that will end his payment for the sins of the world. And when it does, nothing but loving hands will touch him from the moment he dies. After that, when that spear went into his side, may I say to you, nothing but loving hands touched him. Now will you notice verse 38? And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it's enough. You don't need to overdo this thing. You don't need to make your home today an armed garrison. But you do need to protect yourself. I think that today it's pretty silly to take the guns away from law-abiding citizens. And anyone knows that the lawless ones are going to get a gun. Believe me, you'd certainly put the law-abiding folk in a pretty awkward situation. And I'm not sure, but that's what some folk would like to do.